Yet another action in solidarity with Palestinian prisoner and hunger striker Samer Issawi. Released in October 2011, after a Hamas prisoner exchange deal, Samer received a hero's welcome in his hometown of Issawiye, a suburb of East Jerusalem, Al-Quds. But the joy of his release was short-lived. In July 2012, Israeli forces arrested Samer again for simply visiting the West Bank. Samer is also facing another charge, but the specifics of the charge have not been revealed and are kept away from him and his lawyer.
We came here to express our deep condemnation for this fascist, continuous Israeli policy concerning the Palestinian prisoners, especially those who are considered hunger strikers, especially Samer Issawi. It's shame for the international community, really, to stop aside without doing anything.
Shireen, Samer's sister, has been campaigning for her brother's release since he was arrested. She warns that her brother may die any minute.
Samer now in his open and continuous hunger strike for 263 days. He's in very critical situation. The doctor said that he may die in any minute.
Protesters gathered outside the office of the Quartet on the Middle East in East Jerusalem, Al-Quds. They wanted to deliver a letter to Tony Blair, the special envoy of the Middle East Quartet, but they were met with the chief of security instead.
I am the chief of security for the building at the moment. Unfortunately, there is nobody here because our delegation has gone to Gaza today. So they're all in Gaza. However, I'm happy to accept a letter or petition or anything else on their behalf. Unfortunately, I'm not allowed to make a statement because I'm not in the position to do that. I'm responsible for the security. However, I do appreciate your protest, the profile. You're being very friendly, and obviously we want to help you as much as we can. If I can make your stay, if I could give you all coffee, I would, but I don't have that much coffee.
The letter was never delivered. Against the backdrop of all the popular struggle and actions in solidarity with Palestinian prisoners, there's the intense American diplomacy in a bid to restart talks between Israel and the Palestinian Authority. But little chance of that coming true.
For us as a Palestinians, and especially as a family of Samer Issawi, I don't know if they will be negotiations without releasing the prisoners. It will be a disaster for us as a Palestinians.
More than 4,800 Palestinian prisoners are currently held inside Israeli prisons, and more than 1,000 of them are serving sentences of 20 years or more.
Pressure is being exerted on Israel and international bodies like the EU mission and the Office of the Quartet to gain the release of Samer Issawi and other Palestinian prisoners. But so far, there's little sign that Israel will respond, further adding to the frustrations of the Palestinians. Just outside the Ofer military prison, Ibrahim Husseini, Press TV.